You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is going on, A to Z Sports? Sam Phelan alongside Zach Bingham with an abbreviated version of the A to Z Sports morning show here on a Friday morning. We ran out of some bodies, so we had to come up with a little bit of a unique thing today. We're talking L'Jarius Sneed. This is a topic that Zach and I both feel very impassioned about, and we're going to go over...
Not as impassioned, Sam, as who the Titans should take in the first round of the draft, which we will do battle at some point in the next 3 to 4 weeks on. So don't get it twisted.
I'm sure those of you that are watching this right now are like, hey, we heard about this battle that was coming. Why are we not talking about this on a Friday morning? But listen, this is an abbreviated version of the show, like I mentioned, talking L'Jarius Sneed, because that needs its own day. That needs its own hour and 15 minutes or however long it takes for Zach and I to hash out what the heck the Titans need to do with the 7th overall pick. Today, we're talking about the other big rumor. It's the Titans' interest in L'Jarius Sneed. We'll hear from Diana Russini on the latest update. We'll take a look at what's being said in Kansas City about the star cornerback and the trade interest involving him. And then we're going to give you guys our quick opinions about whether or not this is something the Titans should pursue. So this is A to Z Sports, even if we are not live, not interactive this morning. We are still at 8 o'clock because A to Z Sports is Nashville's on-demand sports talk network, going live on weekday mornings at 8 Central Time, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Got to thank our sponsors before we start because they make it happen for us and help out all of you. They are Wilson County Hyundai. Make Wilson County Hyundai a part of your new car buying process in Lebanon or at wilsoncountyhyundai.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans, better coverage, better rates, better service. You can learn more about a plan for you at fbhb.com/ATOZ. The Bone and Joint Institute, the region's destination for comprehensive orthopedic and sports medicine care. Boneandjointtn.org to schedule an appointment. And Krebs Kubota, an elite Kubota dealer located in Columbia, Franklin, and Murfreesboro at KrebsKubota.com. We also have some special sponsors because it is March. Some special partners, and that includes the Tanger Outlets and Prince's Hot Chicken over at the Tanger Outlets. If you're getting ready to watch some NCAA tournament games this March, go ahead and head to Prince's Hot Chicken at the Tanger Outlets in Nashville. They were helping us with our bracket challenge. They're also offering a special deal for the NCAA tournament where you can get 10 wings, choice of heat, fries, and a fountain drink for $17.50. They've got televisions, great spot to watch the game out there. And then also want to give some love to Factor. Factor meals take just 2 minutes to make. They're delicious, ready to eat, and they can be delivered to your doorstep with over 35 different options. Head to Factor and use the code ATOZ50 for 50% off. So those are our partners making it happen. And I wonder if the Titans are going to have a partner in the Kansas City Chiefs on a trade, Zach. Here is some of the instant recent reporting coming out of Kansas City. I thought these rumors were dead. Brad Steinbrück says the Titans and Sneed have talked in the past 24 hours. And then you see some notes from the Nashville podcast Football and Other F Words about how Sneed wants to be the highest paid cornerback. Nobody's offered a second round pick yet. $80 million might be on the table, and it just adds another wrinkle to the L'Jarius Sneed sweepstakes.
Well, I think first you've got to look at the Titans' needs, and one of the Titans' needs is at cornerback, right? And the reason that has been the case is they've swung and missed on some of their draft picks. Christian Fulton, no thank you. Caleb Farley, bye-bye, how's the back? Like, they haven't worked out, and those are the type of pieces that you want to re-sign and you want to be tradable like Sneed is. They don't have that. So they've got some defensive things that they've got to work on, right? Middle linebacker, safety, and corner. It's just the trade aspect. You are trading for a top-tier corner who wants to be paid top tier. I think my big question, and we'll hear from Diana Rossini, but my big question is, this top tier corner, is this the right time to trade away assets? Because those guys that I spoke of who were drafted, they weren't drafted by Rand Carthon, right? New guy is in the saddle. So you got to think that he may have a different viewpoint on this, but it would make the Titans defense better. There's no doubt about that. Better players usually equal better results.
It's a hole that needs to be filled, but whether that's with Snead or with a different free agent or with somebody in the draft, who knows, right? There's a couple different options. We just know the Titans need a cornerback. They have signed Chidobe Awuzie to add to their defense. That was a good addition by all standards, I think, for most Titans fans. You have Roger McCreary, and then after that, it's all undrafted free agents. Eric Gehr, Trey Avery, some of these guys who have filled roles. And you know, Eric Gehr, for what he was as an undrafted free agent, was good for the Titans last year. But you don't feel good about him as your CB2 heading into the 2024 season. And you need another guy on the perimeter to be opposite of Awuzie so that McCreary can be in the slot. Maybe that guy is L'Jarius Sneed. The question comes with the contract for me. What are the contract? What is that going to look like? Because you mentioned trading away assets, which is huge. But I generally take pause whenever you're talking about trading away assets and paying top price, because you can pay top price to anybody in free agency at any time. But when you're talking about both, it gets risky. And according to Diana Rossini, those contract negotiations are what prevented the Titans from already making this deal. Here's what she said on the Athletic Football Show.
About a couple moves that haven't happened yet but are still looming here. What is the latest on the L'Jarius Sneed situation with Kansas City, and how do you ultimately see this playing out?
Well, I had my tweet up ready to go because I really thought it was going to get done last week. The Tennessee Titans and the Indianapolis Colts were really close on getting deals done. This was before the Calvin Ridley move was made by Tennessee. I don't think all trade talks are dead involving Sneed now with Kansas City. Do I believe that it's going to be Tennessee? I think the chances are obviously smaller now, being able to pay Sneed on a new contract because he does want a new deal, obviously. And that appears to be the holdup of trying to iron that out. So the conversations are going to continue. And I do think if there's going to be more movement, we're going to see it a little bit closer to the draft.
Do you think Indianapolis is still the most likely landing spot if he is going to get traded?
I do. I know the New England Patriots, the Minnesota Vikings were also involved in conversations, or at least were having conversations.
I don't think the Vikings are in a position to give away any draft picks right now.
So there you go. They are no longer in those conversations, New England either. So I do think when it comes down to it, I think the Colts are probably the front runner on it. But I know the Tennessee Titans were really close to getting that trade done.
For the Colts, it would very much be in line with the way they've operated in the past. If you think about the biggest splash this team has made outside of the Carson Wentz trade, which we don't really need to talk about, the biggest splash this team has made in veteran player acquisition was DeForest Buckner.
So there's the Athletic Football Show. A couple interesting nuggets there. I mean, Diana says that the Titans really close to getting this done, so much so that she had her tweet ready to go. The holdup appears to be with Sneed's contract, but did add, this is before the Calvin Ridley signing. And the Calvin Ridley signing potentially lowers the odds of that happening, but not all the way dead, and potentially more movement closer to the draft, Zach. What did you make of Diana's comments there?
Well, a couple of things. You know, Calvin Ridley took quite a bit of money, right? I mean, he had guaranteed money and a large contract over 4 years. But doesn't mean that the Titans still don't have money. They were helped out by heading into the year with $70+ million in free agency cap space. And then the NFL boosted that up even more with more cap space. And they were spenders this offseason. I mean, we talked about it earlier in the week. As you talk about aggressive rate, they were right there at a 9. They were very, very aggressive to go flip this roster and get new players. Sneed could be that kind of icing on top. So they've gone out and they've gotten, now they got a defensive lineman to go next to Jeffrey Simmons. They got to replace Kevin Byard in the back half for safety, right? They have to do that, and they've got to get better cornerback help. They got a first and a second round pick. They don't have a third as of now, and then they've got later round picks. What are you going to give up, and what are you willing to give up? Because, Sam, here is the caveat that I look at. You can't trade away your second round
pick. No, you cannot.
One to three, that don't make sense, right? And so there's too big of a gap. So on top of maybe what they're asking for Snead, on top of the compensation for Snead, I look at the asset that you're giving up more so than the money, because the Titans have the money. Are the Titans truly ready to win right now? Win what? I think that's my question. I think they're trying to compete. Maybe not compete for an AFC title, but are they trying to compete in the AFC South to host a home playoff game? Yes, I think so. Could Snead help that? He would. I just don't know if it makes sense now with the draft compensation. I'm a little hesitant.
Yeah, I think the price needs to be right, and I just don't think that it is here. So I have the same stance as you, that this is just not a fit right now for the Titans. Yes,
right now being
this offseason, right? Like, I mean,
because he's either going to stay, he's going to get traded away, he's going to get the big contract. So, you know, this is kind of it on Snead, right?
Yeah.
So, in or out, it doesn't officially have
to be Snead. I'm not married to Snead. I'm out on this. I think the idea is, hey, the Titans could use another cornerback. They could use a talented cornerback. Snead is certainly that. Couple of issues. Number one, that it seemingly is not talked about. I seem to be the only one talking about it. I have injury concerns with L'Jarius Snead. Now, he has played in football games. He has been available. He's missed three games in the last 3 years. He's reliable in that sense. But if you talk to our Kansas City writer, Charles out there, he has told me and written before about how L'Jarius Snead was on the injury report for the Kansas City Chiefs every week last year with knee inflammation, knee swelling, a knee issue that seemed to be lingering, did not keep him out of games. But I take a little bit of pause there before I give a guy a largely guaranteed big contract, paying him top of the market. And based on what we've seen, that he wants to be the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. I don't think he's anywhere as good as the best cornerback in the NFL. And yes, the market evolves, right? And you pay more money as time goes by. That is a truth. I don't know if that price is right for me for what the Titans have financially. And then, of course, the asset management that you mentioned in the draft, where you can pay overpriced for a cornerback at any time. This offseason, if they wanted to do that, they could have. They could do that next offseason and add a big corner. They could still get a talented corner for half this price and not have to give up the draft capital. So I don't believe the Titans are in a position to go all in on one defensive player when there's still a hole at middle linebacker, there's still a hole at safety. You could probably still get some depth to your defensive line and like edge rusher that would be valuable. It's just not the fit. So I like the player. I think he's talented. I think somebody's going to really enjoy having him. I just don't think it should be the Tennessee Titans.
All right, chat. We're not officially live on this Friday, but doesn't mean that you can't comment in the comment section. Are you in or are you out on the idea of Snead possibly, you know, going to the Titans via trade? And you got to think about this. Think about compensation for Snead. You got to think about compensation afterwards, what you're going to pay for him, and then the value of where the franchise currently is. So a lot to weigh. We miss you. So look, Big Ten Jeff, you comment. Lou Man, I see you. You got Dylon. So there's about four Dylons in there. We got plenty of people watching. We appreciate this on a unique Friday. But we want to know, are you in or are you out?
Yeah, Zach, I want to know from you here, because we just talked about the second round pick, right? I think it's absolutely ridiculous to consider giving up 38 for L'Jarius Snead plus the contract. You don't have the third rounder. I don't think Kansas City takes a fourth rounder. And so what do we think this trade would look like if the Titans were to want to do this and get something done closer to the draft? Is it more of like a 2025 second, like a future pick?
I don't want any part of a future, Sam. You don't know what the Titans are going to be.
Yeah.
Titans could be picking in the top 10 again.
But what would it take? Like, what do you think it realistically takes? Do they have to trade back from 7, get that third round pick, and then move that third round pick for Snead? Is that the only scenario that this works out?
Probably. I mean, it's got to be creative. I mean, that's for sure, because you've got to deal with the picks that you have. And what are the Chiefs' value? You're also trading within the conference of the Super Bowl champion, you know, team, which may be losing a player, but you also, there's value there. You want to compete with the Chiefs in 2 to 3 years with Will Levis, right? So it's who you're making a deal with and what you're giving up with what you have. The reason why you don't have that pick is because you drafted Will Levis, right? So, like, that is kind of the wrench that's thrown in there. You got to weigh all of those things. I am curious and interested with what Diana was saying, is that they were close. Well, how close and what that deal looks like. And then the Calvin Ridley thing. I don't know. I just don't think this is the offseason, as you kind of said. The Titans aren't there yet. When you start trading for a top tier, top of the line, best cornerback, highest paid player at a particular position, you got to be ready to go for it. And the Titans roster, they may have a Houston Texans type flip like they did last year, where they go from bad to a playoff contending team, but you're not there yet. So continue to build, continue to look at your draft picks. They did some damage in free agency, and you still got a lot of money, which means you're going to have more money next offseason because you're not paying a quarterback, and the cap's probably going to go up even more.
That's my thing right there. Yep, the cap is going to go up more. You're going to have more money that is dead money, like off the books heading into next season, so more contracts that you could potentially cut and get more cap flexibility. A lot of your core, yes, you might lose a DeAndre Hopkins or somebody next offseason, but a lot of your core, Levis, Pollard, Spears, Ridley, Cushenberry, Skoronski, whoever the left tackle is, pieces of this defense.
Maybe a first-round draft pick left tackle.
Maybe a first-round draft pick left tackle. These are pieces that are going to be here next year. And so maybe you take that step in the right direction. Next offseason, you're in a better position to say, screw it, let's get the best cornerback on the market and change our secondary. Not right now. If you want a fix for this season, I mean, there are still, looking at a list, and Spo don't know. I learned that the hard way last week listening to Spo, and I heard Zach's voice in my head when Spo gave me misinformation. That being said, here are some of the free agents still available at cornerback. You've got Xavien Howard, Stephon Gilmore, Micah Hyde, J.C. Jackson, Adoree Jackson, Patrick Peterson, Steven Nelson, Rock Ya-Sin, Levi Wallace, Trey Herndon, Eli Apple. These are starting caliber cornerbacks. Are any of them amazing? I don't know. Probably not, but they're starters and they can play on the perimeter. Go sign one of these guys for 1 year, $8 million. Give them their payday. Save yourself the hassle of having to worry about the draft capital. Avoid this LeJarius Sneed trade, but fix the defense and make other moves.
And I would add, pray for Caleb Farley and Roger McCreary to be better.
Yeah. Well, hey,
Farley be something.
I can't lump McCreary into the same camp as Caleb Farley.
No, but you're wanting McCreary to take that big step.
Sure.
You're wanting him to do what Fulton could not do, right? And so that fair comment there. But I think that was my point there. So a lot to talk about. Again, odd Friday, but we did go over, I think, a very relative topic regarding the Tennessee Titans and gave some good information. And it is Friday, which means ain't that good news. The good news is there's only one good news. It's March Madness weekend, baby, right? You're watching basketball all day long, all weekend long. Enjoy the weekend. But that's my good news. I assume that's your good news.
No, that's my good news, is that I'm going to be watching college basketball. And if you're watching the NCAA tournament like Zach and me, just go to BetMGM. Do yourself a favor. Go to BetMGM. They're the king of sports books. Use the bonus code ATOZ Sports. First bet, even if it loses, up to $1,500 back into your account in the form of a bonus bet with the king of sports books. That's my good news as well. It's college basketball season. It's the best 4-day stretch for a lot of sports fans right now. I'm just hoping it doesn't get ruined early for me, Zach. Just everybody say a prayer for me. When you guys are watching this, you'll know, because Illinois plays here on Thursday afternoon. So by Friday morning, you will know my fate as a sports fan. There is nothing worse than having your team in the tournament and then having the tournament ruined for you before you even get into it because you lose in the first round. Like, I am so buzzed about March Madness right now, and by 4 o'clock this afternoon, I might not want, we'll be in a mood where I don't want to watch anything for a second if there is a Morehead State upset. So hopefully you guys are watching this and saying, good for Sam, you got one.
There you go. Well, hey, like the show before you go, especially on this show, and have a great weekend, a March Madness-filled weekend. Thank you to all of our sponsors that make this thing happen, and we will see you bright and early on Monday morning. Adios.
Peace.